Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Semurah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah, so we're going to learn Mishnah Sabas Rachel, Shishi B'Zechar Fan Yerziv Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now, in the last Mishnah, the previous Perek, we had learned that Karbonos Tzibur cannot affect Temurah. If we have a Karbon that's supposed to be brought for the entire Tzibur, for the entire congregation of Am Yisrael, we're not able to transfer its Kedusha onto another animal. It just simply doesn't work. So now the Mishnah picks up with this theme. Yesh B'Karbonos HaYachin, Masha Ein B'Karbonos HaTzibur, Yesh B'Karbonos HaTzibur, Masha Ein B'Karbonos HaYachin. There are certain things that apply to private Karbonos that do not apply to public ones, and those that apply to public ones that don't apply to private ones. Here we discuss the first category. Shekarbonos hayachid oisin temura. A private carbon could affect temura. The carbonos at tzibur ain't an oisin temura. A carbon for the tzibur can't affect the temura. Also, carbonos hayachid noigin mischarim menekevas. A private carbon could be either from males or females, depending on what carbon it's supposed to be. Depends if it's supposed to be a male or female. But the carbonos tzibur ain't noigin el mischarim. A public carbon can only be a male. Also, carbonos hayachid chayav machriusin mechayas nischayim. A carbon yachid wants responsibility for them and for their nechasim. Let's just explain the nechasim for a moment. We know that a lot of carbonos, we don't just bring the animal itself, we also have to bring nesachim, which means we have to bring a carbon mincha along with it, and also some wine, which is poured on the mizbeach. So what the Mishnah just told us over here is that if we have a carbon yachid, that the person missed the time that they were supposed to bring it. For example, a yoledes, a woman who gave birth, she has to bring a carbon a certain time after she gave birth, or a mitzayra, he has to bring carbon a certain time after he becomes tahar. If for whatever reason they miss that time, they still are responsible for it, the Mishnah says. They still have to bring that carbon, even though they missed the time, and they would also have to bring the nesachim along with it. However, karbonos hatzibur, a carbon tzibur, in chayav and loy b'achriyusin v'loy b'achrasin skein. A carbon tzibur that's supposed to be brought at a certain time was not responsible for it, or it's nesachim. If it wasn't brought in the proper time, it doesn't need to be brought, and the nesachim don't need to be brought either. Aval, however, says the Mishnah, chayav and b'achrasin skein, misha karba zavach. They are responsible for the nesachim once the carbon was brought. Meaning, if the carbon tzibur was brought in the proper time, but for whatever reason the nesachim were not brought along with it, then they are responsible sometime later to bring those nesachim. Now we talk about the second one, yesh b'karbonos hatzibur, masha ein b'karbonos hayachid. There are certain things that apply to karbonos tzibur that do not apply to karbonos yachid. What are those? Shekarbonos hatzibur daichin es haShabbos v'zatoma, v'karbonos hayachid einu daichin lo es haShabbos v'lo es haToma. Karbonos tzibur, they're daichin haShabbos. If we have a carbon tzibur that has to be brought on Shabbos, for example, the Musaf of Shabbos or Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so daichin haShabbos, we bring that carbon on Shabbos. And also Toma, if the majority of kaihanim are tamei, so the carbon tzibur is going to be brought in a state of Toma. But karbonos yachid is not like that. If a person has to bring their own private carbon, they can't bring it on Shabbos. And even if the kaihanim are tamei, they're not able to bring a carbon yachid. However, Amar Meir, Meir says this is not considered a difference between karbonos tzibur and yachid. What about the chavitin of the kohen gadol, which is a mincha that's brought by the kohen gadol every single day, and the par of Yom Kippur, which is also brought by the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur? Carbon yachid, these are considered karbonos yachid. They're private karbonos. V'daichin es haShabbos v'zatoma, and they're daichin Shabbos and toma. El rather, this is not considered a difference between karbonos tzibur and karbon yachid. What's the main focus over here? Shizman and kavua. They have a set time. They have a set time that they have to be brought. So if they're supposed to be brought on Shabbos, so then they're going to be brought on Shabbos, and that's even if it's a carbon yachid. Now, continuing with this theme onto Mishnah Beis, this Mishnah is going to be discussing chatois hamesais. We know that there's five different karbonos chatos that, because of a certain situation, they're going to have to be left to die. Let's just give an example of one of them. That's called chatos shemesu baaleha. A person had to bring a carbon chatos. They designated an animal to be that carbon, and then they died. So this animal that's sitting there, this carbon chatos, it has to be left to die. It's not able to be brought. We can't be paid it. We can't transfer its kedusha off of it. There's nothing to do. We just have to let it die. So we're going to be discussing this in regards to yachid and tzibur. So Mishnah tells us, chatos hayachid shekipru ba'alav meisais, a private chatos that if the owner had already received the kapara with a different one, so it has to be left to die. V'shal tzibur einon meisais, but a tzibur is not going to be left to die. There's another one of the chatos hameisais, chatos shekipru ba'aleha. What does this mean? So let's say a person designated an animal to be their carbon chatos, then it got lost. He couldn't find it. So he just took another animal and used that as the carbon chatos, and then later on, he found the original one. So that's called a chatos shekipru ba'aleha. It's a carbon chatos that the owner already received the kapara with a different one, so it has to be left to die. But if such a thing happens with the tzibur, so that carbon's not left to die. Rabbi Yehuda says Yamusu, it is left to die. So now Rabbi Shimon explains the Tanakama that tzibur's carbon is not going to be left to die. That's because we have to look at all the chatos amesos. Mamotzinu bevlad chatos uvetmuras chatos uvechatos shemesu baaleha. Just like we find by these three chatos amesos, vlad chatos means an animal that was designated as a chatos had a baby, it gave birth to a child, and tmuras chatos is that the chatos has kedusha transfer onto a different animal, and chatos shemesu baaleha is what we described before. So with all of these biyachid varmurim avoloi b'tzibur, they can only apply to a yachid and not to a tzibur. We can't have a vlad chatos by a tzibur because, as we had said two mishnayos ago, a tzibur's carbon is only able to be a male, and a male obviously can't give birth. Tmuras chatos, as we said before as well, a carbon tzibur can't affect tmura, and chatos shemesu baaleha we also don't have by tzibur because the whole tzibur can't die. And so these three chatos hamesos for sure only apply by a yachid and not by a tzibur. So therefore, af Also, these other two chatayos hameisais, which is that the owner already received their kapara with a different animal, and avar shnasa means it's year past. In other words, the animal got too old; they just simply didn't bring it in time, and now it's too old and it can't be brought as a karbon. Could apply by a tzibur. However, since we're comparing all the chatayos hameisais to each other, biyachad v'armurim avoloi b'tzibur, we apply this din of chatayos hameisais only by a yachid, but not by a karbon tzibur. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow on Mishnah Gimel and Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.